He is vying for a very big post coming up. He announced that last week, but we'll introduce him right now as Councilman Gene Cook, the fine councilman out of the town of Huntington. I haven't spoken to him in a while. One of my favorites from way back, and he knows it. And we welcome Gene to the show. He hasn't been on with us in a while. Always good to catch up. Sir, how are you?
I am fabulous, Jay. How you doing?
I am hanging in. Gene, doesn't it seem like yesterday, meet the candidate? Gene, we used to do this thing, folks. We did a whole series of meet the candidates years ago. We kind of kicked things off in a political sense on LI News Radio. And Gene, hard to believe, that was around, what, 6 years ago we did that?
I think it was 8 years ago.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Long time.
Long time ago, but how you doing? How's everything going? And you had a big announcement and everything else? We'll start out with
fabulous.
That.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Life is good for me.
It seems to be. Now you're finally, the epiphany came about. You're throwing your hat in the ring for supervisor. How did that come about?
Well, it came about because the supervisor has a bunch of personal issues and lawsuits that are going on. That are, you know, very uncomfortable. And whether he's right or wrong or guilty or not, I don't know. That's up to the courts to decide, and he's going into court, you know, for these things. But it came down to a personal decision of me, whether I was able to support him or back him on the Republican line, and that was a no.
And there was a recent poll, and it was conducted, and, you know, I don't know how many people involved in the poll, but... You know, it seemed that was kind of the barometer for you, right, Gene? I mean, as far as if you could win a race coming up, and it kind of signaled that you could. So, you know what? All hands on deck right now, huh?
That's true. And basically what I'm looking for is, you know, the Republican and conservative support, which I believe I have. Because there's just the issues that the supervisor has that I don't think he can come out of. And I don't think too many people that I know think that he can come out of it either. So there's some real issues going on there, and that's the shame of it, you know?
You know,
good leadership. The end result, Jay, going back 8 years, it's all about leadership.
No question. That's it always comes down to that, Gene. And, you know, let's be honest here. You know, Chet Lupinacci is one of those guys, he goes very much under the radar. Can't figure him out. You know, he has a little bit of controversy surrounding him. We'll get into that in a little bit with you. And everything, of course, was unsubstantiated as far as what the court said. But, you know, he's kind of a guy that flies very much in the under the radar. And
yes.
I'm sure that played into your decision as well.
Well, Jay, the end result is that I want two people out there, all of our elected officials, I don't care what party side they are on, I believe go into it to do the right thing and get swayed one way or the other. But true leadership is taking the bull by the horns and running with it and, getting things done for the taxpayers, the businesses that are in the towns, in the counties, in New York State. And we really have to, you know, pride ourselves on getting great leadership. And the only way to do that is to have, people stand up and say, you know what, I think I could do a better job.
No question. Gene Cook with us. Let's get into a couple of things out there in your neck of the woods. And we have discussed this time after time where you have this judge now, Gene, tossed your lawsuit, the challenging of the basis of LIPA's case over the Northport Power Plant's taxes. You know what? The judge said you filed it a little too late. You don't have a leg to stand on. Is that really the impetus of it all? My goodness, if you are a taxpayer over there, is it all about filing late? This case has been bandied back and forth. Get into this with us.
Well, the interesting thing is that I actually think the judge helped us quite a bit, and I'll tell you exactly why. She said that we filed late, that I should have filed it in 2007 and 2013. And that you have 4 months to file. And here's where we made a big step, that any taxpayer can send LIPA a letter and put them on notice to say, hey, you have to go to the PACB for approval. And very briefly, on a quick, easy way of figuring out, saying, you know, if you're going to build a house, you have to go to the town building department and get a permit, okay? That's similar to what LIPA has to do. They've been avoiding that for over 20 years. And in fact, in 1998, Judge Winslow out of Nassau County beat the hell out of LIPA, saying you have to go to PACB for all of this stuff. Now, the interesting thing, by her doing that, made it excellent for every resident on Long Island. So you have the big wind farm out on the South Fork. Okay? Every resident should be sending a letter to LIPA saying, we demand you to go to PACB for approval on this. Okay? Because they avoided it. And so, interesting enough, I sent the letter out for all the residents out there. And I know there's a couple of other people, some of the lawyers, some of the environmentalists have done that also. But they should be inundated with all the folks that have issues with it to make sure it's done properly, if it's done at all. And what I did was, because of the settlement agreement, which was in the 4 months, I sent a letter to LIPA in regards to Northport, and I said, you need to go to PACB for approval. And I urge all the residents in Northport and Huntington to do the same thing. And it probably, I'm sure that they will not do it, and they will get a Article 78 that I will file against them in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, because I think your lawyer made the right point here, because if you don't get the board's approval for these power supply agreements with the grid, the national grid, as well as dozens of other power supply contracts LIPA has, including Neptune and Cross Sound Cables, what do you have here? So, you know, it's an odd one here, because, you know, you look about settlements, Brookhaven, Nassau has it going there, Brookhaven with the Fort Jeff plant. So Nassau, you know, with the Island Park deal, Glenwood Landing. So, you know, well, it's kind of interesting the way that plays out. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Island Park actually joined my lawsuit. So I believe that they will actually take it further in Nassau County. I believe they'll win 100%.
And, you know, it's interesting, Gene, because, you know, it just seems that LIPA, you know, has this bullying effect that they can do as they wish, you know. And this is kind of a buildup over the years and years. And, you know, you look at these settlements, you know, from $86 million to $47 million, whatever it is, beginning in year 2027. It's almost as if, you know, they know that they have this aura about them. They have these settlements in place. So, you know, it's about time somebody knocks them down a peg or two here. So, you know, Yeah, go ahead.
There's no doubt that they need to be put in place. And they're basically a rogue, you know, quasi-governmental agency that has no oversight. And the PACB was, you know, put into that, you know, in there for that reason. And in fact, one of the things that we submitted to the judge, Judge Emerson, was a affidavit from Governor Pataki that basically says absolutely, you know, they have to go for PAC approval on all these things. And he was the one that wrote the law and put it all into effect, which nobody had ever asked him before. So we got that and submitted to the judge. You know, the judge has a lot of things going on. But we're also appealing that. We're bringing it up to the appellate division. So, and when I say we, it's me. Gene Cook is paid for this. It's not, you know, friends of Gene Cook or anything else. I really believe it's the right thing to do. And it may take, you know, a little bit of time, but we're going to get it done.
Definitely a sticking point, no question, over the years regarding LIPA. Gene Cook is with us, councilman out of the town of Huntington. He is throwing his hat in the ring as far as the supervisor's race upcoming. At the end of this year, Gene, talk to me, because we mentioned the word unsubstantiated, and that's the results of these investigations, one through Lupinacci, regarding a sexual harassment allegation against him, found to be that way, and of course, with you, the violation of the town's code of conduct. Talk to me a little bit about that, if you can, sir.
Sure. So violation of conduct through me was put out by somebody out of the supervisor's office. And what I found interesting about it, it was done very quickly, but the violations were all about me questioning how the town was going about, the legal department was going about the LIPA lawsuit, and that this person was offended by me doing that. There was a couple of other things. None of it was substantiated. And I'll be honest with you, I actually feel it was a way of trying to coerce my vote. And so in doing that, I am having thoughts whether I should, get in touch with the Attorney General of New York State and ask him for an investigation. I probably won't do that. But the end result is that when this gets all settled, I'm sure you will all see what actually happened here. But the investigator found me with no credible violations there at all.
And, you know, the thing with Lubinacci, that was a strange one, Gene. I remember when that story broke, I think it was in a hotel room, if I'm not mistaken, upstate. And he was being sued by a former staffer who accused him of sexual misconduct. So it's kind of interesting the way that kind of panned out. But I remember that was a strange story when that thing broke.
Very strange and unfortunate, for sure. But the end result was that the young man that accused him of that on the courthouse steps branded him as a sexual predator. And, of course, everybody was alarmed by that. The end result was that when there was another issue that happened in town hall, there was a council person that had, heard the, information and did everything correctly and brought, the information to the personnel director and the town attorney, who happened to be the supervisor's close friend. The end result is that they came to the town board and said, there's a problem here. You guys have to figure it out. And that's why we ended up hiring the investigator. Long story short, they couldn't figure out whether anything happened or not because the investigator believed everybody lied to her. And that's extremely, and she put that in the report. The end result is that, it does not make the supervisor look good at all. And because of that, that's another reason why I said, all right, I've got to step up and take the reins.
No question about it. And that was, I remember the day when that thing broke and we reported it. So that was a very strange case. Gene Cook with us. The councilman, he is out of the town of Huntington. He is running for supervisor. Gene, give me the landscape as far as the businesses, the town, the pandemic, and everything else. Kind of a slow go to recovery here. Give me an idea. One of the great main streets on Long Island. Give us an idea how the businesses have been coping. Some have not survived here. What is the latest in and around?
So the all the businesses are struggling for sure, and the town needs to do everything they can to help them and assist them, and we have. I've had restaurant owners calling me left and right. Some of the other businesses, the day-to-day businesses, are having some real difficulties, and we'll end up closing up. But we have to make it right so that these businesses open, they get people back to work, and it's all over COVID-19 right now, and so we have to figure out what's going on with that. In fact, I was listening to the radio this morning where the first case of the African virus strain came through, and it's in Glen Cove or Glen Head, I think, which we have to be very careful of, and that's the problem. Yeah.
No question. The governor has been under the eye of many here for the handling of the nursing homes and everything else. What has it been like out there? In and around the town as far as some of those facilities are concerned?
Well, it's difficult. We've been, our facilities, our medical facilities are working very well, and our medical personnel are out there working extremely hard, and I thank them all. Our first responders are doing a great job for sure. But I guess what ends up happening with this, we have to take it one day at a time. And hopefully the vaccinations will help. And, obviously they're helping already, which is great. And we're hoping to see this thing turn pretty quickly. I'd love to see it turn, within the next month or so. Whether that happens or not, I'm not so sure. But we have to keep our ears out there and listen and see what's going on with the community and seeing how the health of the community is going so that we can proceed to move things back to a new normal.
They got to amp these doses up, Gene. You know that. If we're going to have any type of herd immunity, I mean, that's really what it's at right now. As you move on from this and throughout the year, and you're going to be in for a bit of a battle for this post, this is a coveted post. We know about the years of Frank Petrone and everything else. What about the concerns as far as residents are concerned? I mean, you have an ear to the grindstone here for a long time. If elected to this post of supervisor, what would you attack first? What would be kind of on the agenda for you?
Well, Jay, you know I've been a business person for the past 35, 40 years, and I want to bring it back to doing business for the people. So the first thing is to get the building department straightened out, and right now I'm working on getting electronic filing. We've got Senator Gorin that is working on some bills to be passed up in New York State. If those bills are passed, we can put in some new changes to make Huntington a easy way to get building permits. And, you know, people are now waiting 4 to 6 months to get permits for a shed. It's absolutely ridiculous. And we need to straighten that out. So that's the number one priority. But if I'm elected within the first 4 years, I will reverse the town taxes. That is my plan as a business person. And you don't hear too many people say that, do you?
No, and that is always a point of listening because we know that the taxes are very high in and around, especially in your neck of the woods, without questions. But, you know, a lot of people want to see some change, and there's no doubt about it. So that's going to be on the top of the cook list there, I would think.
Absolutely. It has to be because we're overtaxed. You know, what's happened this past year is you know, hurting so many residents, and people are fleeing the state. And that's a problem. It's a great state, and we need to get things back in order.
And one last thing. I read that. Yeah, goes back to Gene. It always does. You know that. Look what's happening right now at the top of the charts in the state, where you have all this going around, the frenzy of the vaccine, the nursing home scandal, and everything else always comes down to that. Read that Mark Cuthbertson is going to leave the post. He's going to vie for a legislative spot. Another individual who has been kind of a staple there. Was that a surprise to you?
It was not. I think Mark has been wanting to move on for a while now. Yeah, I think he's wanted to move on for a while.
I got you. Gene, good stuff. We'll keep checking in with you.
Jay, I certainly appreciate all your help, and we'll see what happens. But it's now time to move forward and see if we can straighten it out.
There's a lot of straightening to be done, my friend. We will follow your trek, and, of course, we'll check back with you throughout the journey. And we can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes, my friend.
Jay, thank you so much, and you guys have a great day, and be healthy.